PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 956, Why I Buy Applications. I have purchased more than my share of smartphone apps, and partially because that I understand that what I'm exchanging the money for is hopefully to get a little bit more of my time back, right? Because we all only have a certain amount of time on this earth. Let's face it, and even basic needs like eating and sleeping, right? If you don't do those things, well, you're going to be out of time. You're not going to exist on this earth much longer if you don't take care of those things. So that's So everything can kind of be broken down into how much time are you going to get out of it, or how much time will you have left? And so when I buy an app, I'm thinking, okay, it's going to save me a little bit of time. It's going to make my life a bit easier. So therefore, I'm going to it's worth some money for me to part with and do certain things. And especially recent app purchases, I've been perhaps a bit more careful about the apps I'm purchasing lately, just because I want to, I want to make sure I'm getting some value out of it. I will get some value out of it. But that's part of the calculus, is how much time is this going to save me, or is this going to give me, something enjoyable too? Cause I mean, sometimes enjoyment is a nice thing. And, so I've played my share of, I've got a couple of games I've played, certainly the pinball one that's got all the tables in it from Farsight Studios, whose name escapes me at the moment. There I look at it as, okay, if I were to go find that pinball in an arcade, assuming I could find it, what would it cost me to do that? Or, how much would I be doing that? No, and I play those pinball machines. I've played the snot out of them, and I'll probably continue, every once in a while I go, hey, that sounds like a fun thing. And so it's money spent, and I don't buy every pinball table that comes out on that game. But that's probably one of the few apps where I have used the in-app purchases quite a bit. Most games, I was like, I have no problem paying a couple dollars for an app if I think it's going to actually save me a few minutes, because let's face it, we all only have a certain amount of time on this earth. We don't know exactly how much. And if we can get a few seconds back, I think that's worth a couple bucks, right? I mean, it's you have to kind of do that calculus yourself, right? So, but people have a kind of a mental block with paying for applications on either computers or smartphones or whatever, because it's not a tangible good, but there's a tangible amount of work that goes into it. And perhaps because I'm a computer science major, I graduated with that. And even though I'm not a software developer by trade, I mean, I work for a software company. I've done my share of development type things, and I know the amount of effort that goes into it. And yes, there's nothing I can hold on to and say, here's this thing I'm buying. There's real work that goes into those apps, and they save you time and energy, and that's why people buy them. That's why people should be buying them, right? And maybe, okay, well, that's, the money thing might keep you from buying an app, and that's fine, right? You don't have the money, but it's to say that you should never buy an app. Well, they will save you time in some way, shape, or form, right? And you have to do that calculus yourself. But the apps are, not all apps are, not all apps are worth the money necessarily, but again, if you find something that you like, and because it does cost time and energy of the people developing it to put it out there, then it's worth some money, because you'll get some time out of it. And that's the way things are. If you ever run into somebody who kind of gives you a bad time about apps, there's this great blog post that I will link in the show notes that explains the logic better than I'm doing it. But the idea is that you're trading money for time in some way. And, for me, a few bucks for an app that's going to save me, a few minutes, maybe over the course of several days, weeks, months, right? That might be something that's worth getting. Or maybe it'll save me like an hour, or help me remember to do something, right? There's lots of little things I'm willing to pay for that help me. And it's not that much money in the grand scheme of things. And hey, I'm also a tech douchebag. So maybe I have purchased more than my share of some of these applications. Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.